Welcome to the Your Dating Bestie podcast. I'm Ellie Klein, your best friend for all things dating. As a professional dating mentor, kind of like the love child of Carrie Bradshaw and Crocodile Dundee, I help women go from dating sucks to dating success with my unique best friend approach. Ready to find your Mr. Right? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Hello and welcome to episode 16. There are only 6 ways to find love. Take your pick. Finding a loving life partner or spouse is a big life goal most people want to kick. I know I certainly did. But there are 2 things most people aren't aware of. 1, that there are only 6 ways to find love. And 2, you get to choose which way you go about it. In this episode, I'm going to outline the only 6 ways to go about finding love and the pros and cons of each. I hope you find it enlightening, and I hope it helps you decide which way you're going to go about finding love. But just quietly, I think number 6 is the best. Okay, how to find love, option 1. Do nothing. This means you just live your life and hope someone just comes along. I call it falling ass backwards into a relationship. And it works for a lot of people. They meet their life partner or spouse in high school, university, at work, through family or friends like my parents did, and never really need to actively get out on the dating scene. The pro is you don't have to spend any time, money, or energy on dating. The con is it's the least effective way to find love, especially as you age. The older you get, the less likely you are to find love this way. Choose this option if you're 100% content being single. How to find love, option 2, actively date and learn through trial and error. This means you get out on the dating scene, usually through online dating or singles events such as speed dating, but with absolutely no information or guidance. You just fumble your way through it and learn through trial and error. The pro is you don't have to take any time to learn anything new. The con is you're probably going to find dating extremely confusing, frustrating, and disappointing. Choose this option if you hate being told what to do, no matter how much it might help you. How to find love, option 3, actively date with information. This means you get out on the dating scene armed with dating advice from articles, books, YouTube videos, podcasts like this one, and maybe even an online course. The pro is you'll have a slightly better dating experience than dating with absolutely no information. The con is information alone isn't enough. And it's highly likely that years later, you'll still be single. That's because, as I learned the hard way, what you really need is someone to help you apply the information. Choose this option if you really, truly can't afford to invest in working with a dating expert. How to find love, option 4, actively date with the help of a dating coach. This means you get out on the dating scene and regularly check in with your dating coach for guidance. The pro is you'll maximize your chances of finding love. The con is dating coaches are notoriously expensive. We're talking thousands and sometimes tens of thousands of dollars. Choose this option if you can afford to spend big money on finding love. But remember, no matter how much you spend, you still need to put in the work. And there's also a little luck involved. How to find love, option 5, actively date with the help of a professional matchmaker. This means you go out on dates with people a matchmaker has fixed you up with. Matchmakers tend to fall in one of 2 categories. Either they're free and service a specific minority, such as Jews, Muslims, or East Indians, or they're astronomically expensive and service millionaires, like Patty Stranger, the millionaire matchmaker. The pro is you don't have to sift through hundreds of online dating profiles. The con is, I truly believe no one can match you better than you can match yourself, especially when you learn how to search, swipe, and date more effectively. With regard to astronomically expensive matchmakers, I'd strongly discourage you from choosing this option. Most of these matchmakers are a waste of money. You're so much better off in investing in learning how to match yourself. And finally, how to find love, option 6, actively date with the help of a professional dating mentor in a supportive online community like the Your Dating Bestie community. Yes, I know I'm selling myself, but hear me out. I truly believe this is the most fun, effective, and affordable way to find love, and I'll explain why in a moment. To summarize, these are the only six ways to find love, and the choice is yours. They are 1. Do nothing and hope someone just comes along. This is the least effective way to find love. 2. Actively date through online dating or singles events such as speed dating and learn through trial and error. This is the slowest way to find love. 3. Actively date with a little dating advice through articles, books, YouTube videos, podcasts, and courses, and still learn mostly through trial and error. That's because no matter how good the information is, what you really need is someone to help you apply the information. This is the second slowest way to find love. 4. Actively date with the help of a dating coach. This is an effective but often expensive way to find love. 5. Actively date with the help of a matchmaker. This is usually an expensive and, in my personal opinion, ineffective way to find love. And 6. Actively date with the help of a professional dating mentor in a supportive online community such as the Your Dating Bestie community. This is the most fun, effective, and affordable way to find love, if I do say so myself. Now, if you want to have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did, you need to know about the unmiserable dating method. Yes, believe it or not, it is possible to find love without being miserable every step of the way. And I can't wait to tell you all about it. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com. Are you an attractive, intelligent, and fun-loving woman with a big heart and you can't figure out why you're still single? Well then, my free report has all the answers. It's called Why You're Still Single: 7 Reasons a Luscious Lady Like You Hasn't Found Her Mr. Right Yet. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com.